come and take me to the river and make me whole. It's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset, my life take two. Oh Lord, have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Alrighty then, we are here live in the studio with you tonight on Go Yard like we usually are. So glad to be right here, waving at other people in the studio
as they come
in to get ready for their show. And that's our dear guy, Gene, back there. We love him. His show comes on right after ours. And it is always fun to be right here.
Yes. Yes. Let's give Gene a yes. All right.
Yes. All right. And you know, we're a family here at Ten Talk Network. And especially a lot of us who have been around here for quite a while now. Our Sunday show, we're in our 11th year. Pete, that's hard for me to even believe.
Been it's years already?
11 and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll be 12 next April on our Sunday show.
Congratulations.
Yeah, this one is in its fourth year, and that's hard to believe, too, Dr. Angel.
I know.
Whoa. Yes. And we love the outreach and hearing from people. And this coming year, we're going to be trying to get out in the community more with new events. We only did one this year, and we had a goal to do like four events. So
okay,
but
it's more than we've done before.
Yeah,
so we'll take it.
One was more than none.
None.
Yes. So we have, we want to get out there. And we have these Go Yard stress balls. And I have one in my car, and I am constantly using it. And I was using it as I was driving just now, and I thought, you know what? I need to put a whole stack of those in the car and give those away for our show, because we do when we go to events. We've got thousands however many stress balls. I don't know, Pete, do you have one of our Go Yard baseball stress balls?
I don't.
Oh, well, you will.
We'll have to bring you one.
We gotta bring Gene one. We really need to do that. We'll do that. We'll try.
Probably needed one of those today at the other job.
Oh, at the other job.
Yes.
You needed one? Hey,
yes.
I love it. When I'm driving, you know, it just is, it's really good, you know?
Yeah, I need it to when I talk to other people.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We'll bring stress balls in.
All right.
So we're excited about this show. We're starting a new series, and we finished up one last week about surviving divorce. And I think that's a very useful, wonderful series. And it's right here on TanTalkNetwork.com podcast. Go to Go Yard, which is the name of our show, which means hitting a home run in life. And Dr. Angel Falzone, my permanent co-host. It was always that way from the beginning. It's just been us. Occasionally we have somebody else come on or call in, but it's really just been us all this time. And it kind of was just set up that way from the beginning, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
We needed a resident expert, and that's you. And so PhD, licensed mental health counselor. In fact, I was talking to somebody today about you, and they were saying they couldn't believe all the degrees you have at such a young age, because she really is only about 21, I think. No, not exactly 21, but you did get a lot of education quickly. And as a result of that, you're very, very versed in all these topics we talk about around here on Go Yard, aren't you? And so it's always fun. And we love it. So this new series is what?
Oh, this new series is The Heart of Christmas.
The Heart of Christmas. Hmm.
Yeah.
Gonna be interesting. Heart can mean the center.
Mm-hmm.
It can mean the purpose, I suppose, mm-hmm. what it's all about. It can mean how it all comes down. Like, you know, without our heart and our body, we can't function, right? So how do you apply that to Christmas right now?
Well, you know, it's funny because we are in Christmas season. We are. And everywhere we go, it's like you can see the stress
on
so many people.
They need the stress balls from Go Yard.
They so do, because like they're not paying attention when they're driving.
Yes.
Or everyone's in a real hurry.
Right.
Or I tried to go to the grocery store yesterday just to pick up a couple items, and it literally took me 45 minutes. And, you know, and just that you can see all this tension and hurried and stress and chaos in people right now.
Yeah, it's taking longer to get places in our traffic here. Now, part of that is because our snowbirds have joined us now for the most part, a lot of them. And so we do have more cars on the road. So,
well, I think there are more people like running errands after work than would normally just come home.
Right. More shopping, gigs, and all that.
So that's keeping our roads a little more congested. Yeah. But you can definitely see this tension.
Right.
Everywhere.
And so the heart of Christmas for Western culture is probably different than it is for some of the other countries, correct?
Well, absolutely. You know, and Western culture is kind of taking Christmas and throwing a whole little loop on what that means for us.
Right.
You know, and so they've created it to be a huge economic holiday.
It's an economic holiday.
For Americans, it is an economic holiday. In fact, 20% of most all the annual spending will happen in the Christmas season.
Oh, you're kidding. I got to write that down. Yes. That's a very important statistic.
Absolutely.
20%.
About 20% of all the spending
all
that happens
spending.
For stores happens during the Christmas season. So what are they out there promoting?
Yeah. Wow. When did it become that bad? Because seriously, I know I grew up in a time that was a little different than what you grew up in, since I'm a tad bit older, but I don't remember it being this crazy as a kid. I mean,
not like it is. And, you know, I don't think it was like this huge turning point. I think it's kind of like the frog in boiling water scenario where it started changing slow, and we just, the change was so slow we didn't notice it. But if you take change from 20 years ago to today, it's a vast change.
Yeah, I believe it is too. Yeah, or from 40 years ago. Wow.
Right, or even go
drastically.
Back, yes.
In the 50s and 60s, really different. Other countries, do they spend this kind of money on Christmas?
No, not like Americans do. And in their stores don't have that chaos that American stores tend to have.
How do you know
people,
that?
Well, you know, I watched this really cool video, actually.
You did?
I did.
You are doing research for our show. All right.
And
what kind of video did you watch?
So it was a video comparing shopping.
Okay.
A Christmas shopping, a Black Friday to be specifically.
A Black Friday,
places.
Like the day after Thanksgiving.
And so they showed a clip of Black Friday shopping in Canada, which seemed to be very stress-free, not overcrowded. Nobody was pushing and shoving, just getting what they needed and, you know, getting out.
Really?
Europe, they had one from Europe, and it was very, you know, just shopping and getting their deals.
Just like a normal
day. And then they show an American store open up, and everyone's like flooding into the store to go get what they need and get out of there.
Whoa. Are you saying we're the worst country, probably?
I don't know that we're the worst, but we're pretty bad.
We're pretty bad.
We are. We've turned that season. You know, when stores have fled this with, they start counting down now from like September.
Yes, yes.
It's because it's such an economic holiday, which puts a lot of pressure on us.
I like the fact that you call it an economic holiday. In fact, I'm going to make note of that because that is not what the heart of Christmas should be.
Not at all.
And you're saying that this is getting steadily worse in our culture.
Absolutely. And it's really, you know, the merchants' holiday. The merchants are the ones who are making out, and we're the ones overwhelmed and stressed and getting ourselves into trouble financially to kind of keep up with what we think we're supposed to do for Christmas.
Okay, so let's go back 2,000 years ago, because do most cultures base their Christmas on the birth of Jesus?
Well, a lot of cultures who recognize Christmas do have the Christian philosophy and belief of Jesus as the baby, and they have that somewhere in their core. Some cultures have different parts of that, but there is still that core to a lot of cultures who still celebrate Christmas.
Okay. So not all, but a lot.
But where you go, there's a lot of differences. So in some cultures, Christmas isn't about so much about the gifts and the commercialism. It's more about holiday, you know, about events and community and coming together for like really parades or sharing dinners and things like that. So it's a different kind of celebration.
Interesting. Okay. I know in Central America, they do the Three Kings Day, which reminds us of those three kings that went to worship Jesus in Bethlehem. And that's like January 6th. I don't know how they arrived at that date. I forgot now, but that's when they give gifts.
Right.
You know, they give gifts then. They don't give gifts. But I'm sure that they don't begin to give the gifts, the amount of quantity and.
I mean, and just like not, and it's not just seeping into the Christians' Christmas, but even if you look at Hanukkah, if you take it back to its origins, had nothing to do with gift giving.
Okay. Talk to us about that.
And now it has become where everyone gets a present a night for their eight nights of Hanukkah, but that was not ever in the original
tradition. It was not. Okay, I did not realize that.
It was about lighting the candles, and yeah, it was about recognizing their freedom.
Aha. Okay.
So, you know, the commercialism has come into
it's just everywhere,
holidays.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And for so many people, it is about spending money. It really is. I mean, that seems to be the crux of the whole thing, because even little kids are taught at an early age to expect this amazing amount of gifts, and Santa's coming and bringing all these things.
Exactly. You know, and there, in fact, it was interesting. I was reading an article that someone had published in the name of mental health. However, I highly disagree with it, stating you should get your kids everything they ask for because they should never feel disappointed on Christmas.
Really?
Yes. And that's kind of where the culture is going.
Oh, my gosh. You know, that puts so much pressure on parents, grandparents, whoever, to spend that kind of money. I mean, because a lot of kids...
Well, what's the most common thing people want these days?
Electronics.
Technology, yes.
Yes,
and
electronics, and it's not cheap. Yeah, yeah. I asked a young man that I met the other day, I asked him what he said something about getting something great for Christmas. I said, well, what is it you think you're going to get? And he goes, I already know. I'm getting this $2,000 gaming computer and blah, 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 blah. And I thought, oh, my gosh. You know, that's just one kid, senior in high school, and he's getting that. And he knows it already.
There was the surprise.
Where is that surprise?
You know, and our culture has kind of taken it to a very economic level, which causes a lot of stress.
It's stressful because it's not just, in this culture now, it's not just your immediate family that so many people buy for, right? It has spread out to...
What are you giving your mailman? What are you giving your garbage collectors? What about the people who do your hair?
Exactly. You know, yesterday or day before after my garbage man, trash man, had picked up, you know, the garbage, he left on the top of the thing, the can, a little note wanting a gift. I mean,
It's become obligatory.
Really?
Like every person you've come in contact with in the last year, you know, there's some kind of obligatory thing to provide them some kind of gift recognition.
Wow. And if you don't do it, you kind of feel like, I can't afford to do that, so I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry, mailman, or I'm sorry, trash man, you're not getting anything. But we shouldn't feel that way. We shouldn't feel bad if we can't do it, or if we just don't want to do it.
If we can't afford to do it, or if that's not how we're celebrating the holidays. And so what's happening is a lot of people feel that obligation.
Yeah.
So they're spending more than they have.
Oh, yes.
To meet all those obligations. They're miserable doing it. They're going to be working twice as hard to get it paid off and feel like they're twice behind in the new year.
Oh, yeah.
And so it kind of just sets a stage for starting January, even in a lot of stress of, I got to work to pay off this debt
right.
That may not get paid off till about Easter is really where the average is for someone to pay off their holiday debt.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. You and your statistics. All right. So a lot of people feel obligated to buy gifts for people in their life, in their office or their boss or whoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, the stores are extremely crowded and people can be pretty fussy over a Black Friday. I refuse to go to. Okay, that is not me. I am not ever, I can't say I've never been. When my kids were younger, I believe I did go a few times. But I remember it being very stressful. I quit doing it. But crowded stores, I can't stand that. I can't stand crowds like
that. And people are grumpy.
Yeah.
When you're crowded and you're grumpy and lots of long lines. And so it adds to this mood of chaos during the holidays. So when we think of holiday season, you know, a lot of people are thinking about, oh, my gosh, the lines, the money, the chaos. In fact, we make Christmas movies about those things and try to make fun of that jingle all the way. We're trying to get that prize toy for your kid and what length will you go to get that? And, you know, Hollywood has made a lot of pun movies on, but we live it every season.
And we do it.
We do.
Yeah. Well, some of us do, some of us don't, but it is a problem in this culture. And so this series, The Heart of Christmas, we're going to talk positively. We're going to expose some of these things going on, but we're also going to really challenge our listeners in this series to make this the best Christmas season they've ever had by maybe making some changes in priorities, making some changes in how you look at gift giving, and tweaking attitudes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tweaking attitudes. So many times at Christmas, we have so many things on the calendar.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's so hard to get it all done, don't you think?
When you feel like you have to do it all.
Right.
You know, anytime there's something coming up, you feel this obligation, just like we feel with gifts, that now we have to attend all these events. All my kids have school, little sing-along songs,
right,
or performances, and then we have to go have the holiday dinner at the school with my kids' lunch, and then I have the office party for me, the office party for my spouse. Like, there's so many.
It's so
and
much.
We feel like we have to do everything that comes up.
If you want to call in and weigh in on this show, we'd love to hear from you if you have some frustrations in this area or have some questions, and you can do that by calling directly to us right now, 727-441-3000, and Pete will answer the phone in his sweet, kind way and put you right through to us, 727-441-3000. Or you can text to my phone, 727-888-4171. Forgot to say that earlier. So, talking about the chaos that happens and the family obligations. When, let's say you have three kids. I have three kids, but now, of course, they're all married. And now with all my grandkids, some are getting older, so some have girlfriends. They go to that family, you got all these people obligations, especially when the kids get older,
yes,
they're married, or the grandkids are now, my grandkids range from 22 to 4 months. So you've got a lot of stuff going on in between, you know, and all of that. It's really, boy, it's hard to do all that, isn't it?
You can't do it all. Let's just start there, because there's no way you're going to be able to do it all.
Yes, but we all kind of try, don't we?
But we feel like we have to. So we run ourselves ragged,
right,
trying to do it all. And then let's add in decorating your house. And then if
yeah,
you live in one of those neighborhoods that, you know, it's where the decorating neighborhood, where you got to get the outside going on too. That takes a lot of time, energy, effort. And that's
a lot
of extra time that we're trying to fit into an already busy, packed
life. I had a couple of my neighbors were out doing all kinds of decorating to their houses. And some of their houses look really nice. And then you get kind of towards my house and then around the cul-de-sac, and none of us, there's like five in a row, don't have one light out. And so they were saying, are you going to do something? No, not going to do it. Don't have the time, money, energy. Not going to get it done this year. You know, I don't usually anyway. But just the same, there is kind of a social pressure, don't you think, in some neighborhoods?
There can absolutely be a social pressure in some neighborhoods. You know, you moved into a neighborhood and you didn't realize where the decorating street.
Let's go out to the phone lines.
All right, let's do it. Question.
Hey, it's Nan. How are you ladies doing?
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Why are you laughing?
Because we know you, and that's great. We're glad you're calling in. Are you listening to all this we're talking about?
I am. I've been listening since the very beginning.
Yeah.
A couple of things I wanted to say.
Please do.
Talking about all the amount of gifts for children. I had a friend of mine, and I was at her, went one time with her family to her brother's house for the opening of the gifts, the grandkid who was about 8 or 9. And the grandmother, this friend of mine's mom, I mean, she had to buy her everything. We counted, there's between 25 and 30 gifts for this young lady. And
whoa,
it was like, she would open one, throw everything aside, and open the next one and throw everything aside. Wasn't even paying attention to what she was getting. You know, for lack of a better word, it was just absolutely disgusting to see that.
Disgusting.
You know,
'cause
that young lady, you know, she was just, so many things were poured upon her. She wasn't really given the opportunity really to take care of and looking at anything. And she was just so into opening everything. I just sat back and kept my mouth shut, thank the good Lord. it was disgusting.
You know what, Nan?
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I so agree with you. And what it does is it shows a lack of gratitude that our culture has now when it's about how many presents people get for Christmas, or, you know, if there's a stack. And I got to admit, I was guilty about this many years ago when my grandkids were really little. And they would laugh at me because I'd drive to Indiana with the back of my SUV full of presents. And then, of course, that economically became impossible as they kept having so many children. But with all that said, I remember watching little kids do that thing that you're talking about, just open, 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 open. And it's the adrenaline of opening, and they don't have any idea what they got. Dr. Angel, you want to comment on that with Nan?
Yeah, because it's true. It happens all the time. Because I can remember when my boys were really little, and we'd go over to their grandparents, and they would have a lot of gifts. And they, you're right, they wouldn't look at anything. They couldn't. It was too much for them to even take in. So what I would do was leave them like two toys to play with that were new, and I packed everything and put it in the closet. And every 2 weeks or so, I brought one new toy down.
Oh, that's good.
To kind of keep it, you had one toy at a time. And then they got to enjoy that toy for what it was instead of, 20 toys that are all new at one time and they're just so overwhelmed.
That's a really good idea. Nan, what did it do to you when you were watching all this, though?
I really felt sorry for the little girl. It's not her fault. It's the grandmother's fault. I felt bad for her because they're missing the whole purpose of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, talk about the heart of Christmas. They're missing the whole heart of what Christmas is about by just this mega outpouring of gifts.
It's interesting that you say that and you bring the title of the series in because, maybe our culture has gotten to a point where we don't stress to our new babies and new kids coming up that the importance is the fact that we can tell somebody we love them. We don't have to give them a gift. It can be something special, which we're going to get to that, aren't we, Dr. Angel, in
yes,
this.
We will.
But do you want to address anything else there on Nan before we go on here? Because we got to get to the break.
Well, Nan, you gave us a great example of what our culture has taken the heart of Christmas into being this excessive gift.
Yes.
Giving, gift buying, it's excess. Food, it's just so much excess.
Boy, that's a good word for it. Nan, do you have anything else you want to say to that?
Just one brief thing I'd like to say. I did something with my mother last Christmas called the 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay.
And I got her something for every day.
Wow.
But it wasn't as a big item. She was a breast cancer survivor, so it was, a mug, smaller type of things that went along with that. And it gave her something to look forward to every day for 12 days.
Whoa, I love that idea.
All those things was all her Christmas gifts. Like I said, a lot of them were little small things, but yet I had a poem that went with each one.
Of course.
I put it in the book at the end. But it gave my mom, who doesn't necessarily have a lot of things to look forward to, it gave her something to look forward to.
Oh boy,
let her know I loved her. I took that effort. I would go put it on her door every day for 12 days.
Isn't that sweet?
That is so sweet. There's a lot of energy that happens, planning that happens. That's love. That's love right there.
That's love. Boy, you've just given us a great example of how to do it, not how to not do it. Thank you, Nan, for calling in. We appreciate it very, very much, and we will see you soon. And we got to go. We got to go to break, and we'll come right back. Call somebody and tell them to listen in on to The Heart of Christmas. We'll see you in a minute.
Time would heal our hearts, and everyone would have a friend, and right would always win.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call, it's the happiest
time of the year. We're going to be talking about that. We're glad you're joining us tonight on Go Yard. And that first song, an Amy Grant song, grown-up Christmas list.
Yes.
Boy, that's cool.
It's really beautiful, and it's all about the heart of Christmas.
The heart of Christmas.
But it should be.
I think we need to play more of that another night. That's really good. Speaking of our break that we do, we have commercials. We are open to adding sponsors, and just call us or email me at goyard2014@gmail.com if you would like to get a list of the cost of being a sponsor on our show as we start the new year, because we're going to make some changes there. And the commercial on real estate is mine, and so if you're interested in buying or selling, just get a hold of me, and my number was right there on there. Or you can use the goyard2014@gmail.com. Last week, we talked with Pete, our engineer, about how much we love pizza. And I looked through the window, and he's in the control room, and Pete, you have the biggest piece of what?
Yeah, pizza.
In your hand just now. I mean, it had to be like,
yeah. It's big.
This is my cheat day now, you know?
Oh, man.
I got my pizza cheat day, so.
Boy, it's good. I'm so glad. It's so nice
and
to see you.
It's pepperoni, too. So.
Yeah, it's really good. It's good. It's nice to see you getting to eat pizza, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're hungry, but other than that, just threw that
it's
out.
Good.
Hey, welcome back to Go Yard. We're doing this new series, The Heart of Christmas. And I love Nan's comments when she called, because that is so typical of what goes on in a lot of homes. And if you just missed that and you just now tuned in, Nan, our friend that she's actually on our Sunday show with me sometimes, she was talking about observing a little grandchild open 8 or 9 gifts and not even really look at what they had. She had.
Yep, that's part of that whole excess of what we've made Christmas season to become.
Okay, so you just said the word excess again. Excess. So let's discuss excess.
It is. You know, it's too much of a good thing is a bad thing, really. Too much. And we're at this too much stage right now, I think, in our culture. Too many gifts, too many activities, too much food, too much.
I agree with you. And it seems like parents of kids that are starting elementary school and even before elementary school are all trying to get their kid into the best VPK or, not VP, but yeah.
No, pre-K, you're right.
Pre-K, not vacation. But anyway, pre-K, and they're trying, and then they get them into every sport there can be. And I know from having 3 kids and you from having 3 kids that it was hard to get to all the baseball, basketball, everything going on all the time. And that's part of the stress of our culture, don't you think?
Right, because we're taking too much of something that and make it, too much of anything, it becomes bad and overwhelming. You know, kids don't know how to be bored anymore. They don't know how to have downtime. We don't know how to do it. And we need to. Our bodies need it to recover, to rest, to like...
We need to rest.
Stay healthy.
And you know what? If Pete, and he may be about ready to eat the rest of that whole pizza, but I think he just now ate a third of it. We watched him eat a third. If he were to eat the whole pizza, how would he feel probably?
Oh, he probably wouldn't feel well. And if you do it once in a while, it's not a big deal. It's when we go through the holiday season, bringing up food.
Let's talk about
a lot of high fat, high sugar foods. Think about what are Christmas foods. And most cultures, even if you don't celebrate Christmas or some kind of other winter holiday, almost all of them are centered around food, cookies, candies, high cream drinks.
Isn't our culture socially centered around food anyway all the time? Are you saying it's worse?
Well, I think the holiday season really brings out some of those worse foods, you know,
but
worse foods. Some really bad foods for us. And it's okay to have some of them. You know, it's funny because I had gone to Thanksgiving in Georgia with my aunt, and she made a nice spread when she had one pumpkin pie. And she looked and she says, I only made one dessert. And I'm like, one dessert is all we all need to have is one dessert of pumpkin pie. But usually, you know, you can go to spreads and there's, you know, apple and pecan and pumpkin. And you're eating so much stuff, you feel sick.
Right.
You really only need a piece of dessert. We don't need to have 15 choices, you know?
Do you think that possibly, Dr. Angel, our culture has gotten to the point that if we go over the top, let's say, that we get attention, say, from other relatives, if you walk in with 5 pies or you walk in with gifts for people that you hardly know, your sister says, well, I'm bringing my friend so-and-so, and you buy that person a gift, too.
Right, they do. They do.
And
I've
it
been to those
happens,
parties.
Right, all yeah. the time in our culture.
It
because
does.
We feel an obligation. Talk to me about the obligation.
We really do. And we feel this huge obligation that more is better, and so we need to just bring more. Have more. More. Whatever more is, have more of it. And we're stressing ourselves to the top limit. And people are kind of getting to the point where they
There goes another great big piece. There goes another third of the pizza going on.
I wish
our audience could see it.
He's got the gooseneck going on.
I know. He's just loving it. Oh, my gosh. Poor guy. Anyway.
But true. They are at this. We have to have more.
Yes.
And we don't.
We don't. But what is it about our culture that equates the excess? I love that word because I think that, and I got to write it on my notes here, because I think the word excess is where the heart of Christmas has tripped up here.
It has.
Excess can cut across so many parts of Christmas, right?
Absolutely. And it does.
The food, the amount of parties, the amount of obligations, the amount of times you feel like you got to buy for your postman or whoever,
amount of decorations you're supposed to put outside your house. Or, you know, people are putting up like 3 and 4 Christmas trees these days.
Right. Yeah.
Like, this is becoming almost this norm, like, to have a Christmas tree in every room. I'm like, I remember when we were kids, we had one Christmas tree. My house has one Christmas tree.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's becoming so much excess.
And, yeah. And a lot of times that's related to holiday parties. Right?
Maybe.
And speaking of the word holiday, I don't like it.
Yeah? Tell me. Talk to me about that.
All right. It's because, what's Christmas about anyway? It's the birth of Jesus, okay? The Son of God in a manger in Bethlehem. I could go on and on because I'm a pastor, but I could go on and on about this, how he fulfilled all these prophecies and how, and all of that. And that's where all this got started, correct?
Well, that's the starting of it, but the way we started celebrating it has become very different.
Exactly. As the years have gone on, etc. But it is supposed to be about the birth of Jesus.
Right, it's supposed to be a religious celebration,
isn't it? I mean, really. Thanksgiving is supposed to be about giving thanks to God because you've had this big miracle and you've landed on dry ground in a new world and you're...
The provision of having to be able to survive, right?
But how many times is Thanksgiving simply about getting together and watching a football game and gorging, right?
True.
I know I'm on a soapbox, but I mean, I do believe that so often we have missed, or we are currently missing, the blessings. I'm going to use that word. The blessings that we could have by toning down the excess. You can quote me on that, Dr. Angel.
Well, it's true. You know, it is true because we don't enjoy it with the excess. We are not happier. In fact, we are more miserable.
We are more stressed.
Research shows that the more choices somebody has, the more things somebody has, the less happy they are.
Research shows that?
Yes.
So, I love all your research that you do. Tell me about that research.
Excess definitely makes us feel more stressed, more miserable, and less happy.
So, excess produces stress and less happy, right?
So what are we doing? So we're still trying to go more excessive to feel happy, and we're getting less
because
and less.
Isn't there kind of an adrenaline rush to...
A short one.
But back when we were little kids and Christmas morning, right?
Yes.
Okay, and it was like, wow, it's built up Christmas morning, you know, and Santa's brought these gifts under the tree and all that. So we still, as we get older, I don't care how old we are, we have that thing about either Christmas Eve, some people celebrate it then, or Christmas morning, don't we?
We do. But we got to make it bigger. We got to make it better. We got to get the kids everything we ever wanted when we were kids, but our parents couldn't afford to buy us, so we can make sure they never have to go without. And they don't even care about those things. I can't tell you how many parents I've watched do that one.
Talk to me about that more, because I think that's really important here as we have this series. I mean, because our goal, just one more time, our goal in this series is to help our audience have the best Christmas they've ever had.
Absolutely.
By maybe changing some values, changing some mindsets, and getting down to the nitty-gritty of what it really is. Which we're not even going to get to that tonight, I can tell, because we're still talking about all of this. But that's okay, because we need to expose what it is so that we can see how it can be better. That's my point.
It can be better. You know, it's really just become synonymous with stress. almost to the point where people start thinking, oh my gosh, we're going into the holiday season. I don't even know if I want to do it this year.
Right.
You know, they start to dread that turning of, you know, September, October. And stores are putting stuff in earlier and earlier. I think in August, right after the school supplies went away, Walmart had Christmas trees up already.
Yeah.
You know, and so they're pushing it more and more and more. And you're just, people are dreading it.
But you're saying that 20% of all the spending is done through the Christmas season, which I take as like November, December. That's huge for
That's a lot of retail merchants,
right?
Yes, it is. It is very huge. That's why they push it. And then we buy into that push.
And think of the workers in these stores. My first job was JCPenney's when I was a junior in high school, and I can even remember core back then having to work extra hours at Christmas season and all of the stuff that goes in with all of that. So there's a lot of, it takes its toll on the people who have to man those cash registers or work at Walmart till 2 a.m. or whatever.
It sure does. It definitely does boom the economy, all the shopping that happens. However, it's making us a lot more miserable inside.
Well, my grandson, Levi, who I'm so proud of, he's an amazing kid, and he's a senior in high school, but I was up in Indiana the week of Thanksgiving. He said, Nan, I'd like to spend Thanksgiving with you. We had to actually do Thanksgiving the day before with him because he said, I can't because I've got this new job at Walmart, and I have to work a 12-hour shift. I mean, really? I mean,
we lose one holiday to start celebrating the next one.
Thanksgiving now.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone in that regard, right? Because... Yeah. Levi had to be at work, I think it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then he had to just work through till, you know, midnight or whatever, 1 o'clock in the morning. It was a long, long shift. On his feet, cashiering, whatever, and he's a senior in high school. And he didn't mind, but I mean...
But that's what's happening.
But he lost Thanksgiving. He couldn't go anywhere because he had to rest up from the night before. He'd work late, and then... You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I absolutely do know what you're saying. And that's what's causing us to feel the way we're feeling. We're pushing through. We're not stopping in the moment and just stopping and enjoying the moment for what it is. When's the last time you just sat down and watched your little lights twinkle and just listened to some music and had a hot cup of cocoa or some hot cider and just sat and relished that one moment? People don't do that anymore.
Enjoy the lights. Enjoy.
There's so many things we can sit and enjoy during the season, but we're so busy getting ready for the season that we don't enjoy any of it in the process.
Right. Wow. Boy, there's a lot to think about right here, don't you think?
It is.
Back to the food thing.
Okay.
Because so much of Christmas and Thanksgiving is based on food.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, it is. Food is a major part. And if we just like took some self-care, maybe had a little resistance and, you know, stopped when we were really full and not just kept pushing it through because it was there, maybe got out and exercised, went to the gym a few extra days that week, we wouldn't feel that slug that we will feel in January when you get back on that scale and none of your clothes are fitting because you put on the Christmas 15.
Wow.
And then we feel miserable and behind the eight ball, and we don't have to. You can have extras. You can have sweets. You can have nice things.
You can.
Small amounts and keep it, you know, sparingly.
Yeah.
And you won't feel the way that we do feel.
Okay, so this is one way to kind of change the way that our listeners handle this Christmas season is to start now planning ahead about the food issue.
Absolutely. The family issue is another big one. Because at Christmas time, we feel this obligation to be around a lot of people that we really don't like that much or we have conflict with.
Speak for yourself.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know,
I think a lot of families do feel that way.
They do. They feel like, oh, gotta go here. You know, we gotta spend this time with this person, this time with this person. Kids aren't even home on Christmas anymore because they're at everybody else's house.
And you know what? And I remember when it became very much of a problem when my grandkids were smaller, my older grandkids, of that very thing. Because the gifts from Santa and whatever had happened early morning. And then by 10 o'clock, get ready. Come on, we got to go. We got to go to grandma's house. And then we got to go. After we leave that one, we got to go to the other one. And we got to, you know.
Absolutely. It's become
And it was
that.
A marathon day. I remember when the kids were little. And it was like... trying to fit everybody in to those that block of time that they had appropriated for them, you know?
Yes, you got to get in, get that visit in, you know, get your hugs, get your gifts given, gone, and move on to the next place.
Wow. We're going to talk next week about some alternatives to that kind of... Tonight, we're kind of exposing it all, I think, is kind of how the show is turning out. So when you are feeling that obligation to make sure you're at every holiday party and every recital or everything going on at school and everything, you know, getting your kids involved in as much experience as you can. I know we've talked about this in other shows, but it certainly applies right here, especially at the holiday season. What do we do? What message are we sending to our children about how to conduct Christmas every year and Thanksgiving?
Right. It's a very chaotic, stressful time. Nobody's happy. Everyone's, you know, miserable. The kids are acting up because they're tired or they're eating too much sugar foods and they're not able to, you know, regulate their emotions and deal with what's happening. Too much stimulation, late nights, early mornings. Like, there's so much going on that everyone's out of sorts and no one's feeling happy anymore.
This is pretty common, don't you think, across America?
I really do think. And, you know, this is my favorite time to kind of go observe people. So I like to go be the one that parked myself in the middle of the mall during Saturday and
really?
Just watch. I love watching.
And what do you see, Dr. Angel?
I see so much material.
Okay, so this is where your research comes from, in the middle of the mall. Anybody want a private counseling session with Dr. Angel? Which mall do you go to?
I go to all of them around here.
Well, just look for her. She'll be the one sitting with a notebook and a pen.
I'm sipping my cup of cocoa while everyone's running around crazy.
And watching and taking notes. That'll be Dr. Angel, so look for her. Interesting that you would do that, and I know as a clinician that you are, you're fascinated with human behavior, are you not?
Absolutely. I love watching people.
Mm-hmm. I know it's what you say to me all the time. You're fascinating to watch because you're really weird. You're really.
No. I don't say that.
No, you don't. But it is something to notice human behavior, and it is part of the show to point out ways. This is a life coaching show. Point out ways we can improve our lives, and especially at the holiday season where the stress is so much worse than the rest of the year.
It is, you know, and I think if you sat down and talked to people and you'd be like, what would you like out of the holiday season? They just want happiness. They want to enjoy it. They want that essence of, you know, the holiday brings, but they're not. They're missing it. It's kind of like the Griswolds. I know we talk about
my
this
favorite
one.
Movie
it
every year.
It is mine,
year.
Too.
Oh, and gotta, you know, watch it at least once every year.
You know, the way he imagined his great family Christmas celebration was not at all how things turned out. And I think a lot of us do that. We're imagining it to be the special and magical time and relaxing time and everyone's happy. And it just turns into everybody's a madhouse. Nobody's, you know, everything's crazy.
And if you haven't seen that show again,
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation is probably one of the best around.
So accurate.
It really is. I love when that the tree, the cat, you know, all that.
Everything falls to pieces.
Everything, you know.
But he really wants it to be the best.
He does want it to be the best. And I think that we all, every year, don't we strive to have the best Christmas this year?
We want it to be that way.
This series came out of us sitting at lunch last week one day, and we said, you know, we want to throw our 3 cents in there and try our best to help people have a better Christmas than they've ever had without buying all of our audience gifts. It's not about that.
No, it's not.
We want to talk about it nitty gritty. I think it needs to be a discussion. You know, our nation's having a lot of discussions right now on sexual abuse and all kinds of things. And it's okay to have discussions that
yes,
will hopefully change behavior. And that's what we're doing right here.
Absolutely. And when we look at it, this time of year, depression's so high. People are really, they're not content. And all this stuff they're doing isn't making them content.
Right.
So we start seeing a lot of rise in depression. People who either have a conflict with their family or maybe don't have family or close loved ones aren't around or they deceased. They're feeling that loneliness, parents who may have split custody and, you know, not having your kids.
I remember those days.
Depression and loneliness.
That is a real problem for people going through divorce and or separation, because been there, done that, and it's hard.
You know, you get on social media and you see all these other people taking pictures with their kids and they're doing all these lovely things, and you're like, I just want my kids, you know? And so
it's hard.
This is a really tough time.
It's a painful time. A lot of times we read statistics about how high depression is and anxiety during the Christmas season. Don't you think this is one of the reasons? Or if you come to this part of year and you just really don't have the money to buy gifts this year at all, and you can't really tell people that, what can you say?
Right. You want to keep face, or, you know.
Right. And, you know, it's better to tell them, I think.
Be honest. But
be honest. But it doesn't feel good for the people who are going through some financial straits. But it's better than running charge cards up that you can't pay in January.
But that's what they're doing. They're taking out, you know, I can tell you in this last maybe week and a half, 2 weeks, there must have been at least 10 credit card offers come through my mailbox.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So they push it. They're trying to give it to you so you can go do these things, and mm-hmm. then you're more miserable after you do this.
Wow.
So, you know, we have to take some steps back, because what it has become such a chaotic time of the year, such a stressful time of the year. So time is our most valuable resource.
Right.
And we have such limited of it. You're still working every day like you normally
do. Yeah, that's the thing.
But
you're
now
still,
you got to push everything into that.
A couple weeks ago, I was blessed to go up to Indiana for a few days and spend time with my son and his wife and kids, grandkids, and then my daughter and her husband and kids. And I stayed with my son, and they have this amazing home. And so in the evenings, every evening and every morning, my son made this amazing fire in the fireplace, okay? And so we just, everybody kind of congregates around there and drinks their coffee, or in my case, their Diet Coke or whatever it is, hot cocoa. And it was so relaxing. I mean, I put a couple of pictures on Facebook about it, and I had some of the family go, well, I want to do that, you know?
Well, yeah.
Go do it. You know, come up there and go do it. Because it is amazing when we slow down.
How much more you enjoy it.
You're in the moment. And, you know, and we just had lovely, meaningful talks, and we'll talk more about that next week. But it was based not around gift giving. This was just evenings around that time of Thanksgiving, just enjoying being together.
And that's it. You know, it's keeping things a lot more simple. And I think we've pushed so much into such a small period of time, you know, and in some cultures, the Christmas season's longer than it is for
really?
Us in America, because we have the American Thanksgiving that kind of is the kickoff.
Right.
But some cultures don't have the American Thanksgiving, so they may kick it off late, you know, right after Halloween, you know,
really?
And push into their season. So they have more time.
Wow.
We don't. We have this like almost like just about a month, you know, depending on where Thanksgiving falls. It's about a month.
It's hard to put everything into
while
that.
While you're working, still having to cook, clean, do your laundry. Like there's so much already
and
to do.
And meet all the obligations we've been talking about in the show, all the parties and everything else. It is hard. No wonder people are so stressed. And then things can happen, and invariably they do. And that's mentioned in that movie that we just talked about, Christmas Vacation. But people get short tempers and they get hurt and things are said at some of these times because people are stressed.
Right. It's kind of like everyone's feeling squeezed, as you can be. Things are going to start bubbling out when we're that squeezed now.
Right.
You know, we're squeezed for time, energy. We're not sleeping because we're trying to stay up late and maybe wrap presents or shop online or whatever we can do on those times. To get everything in that we can possibly get in instead of kind of taking steps back.
Right. So we've identified the problem tonight, and thanks to our caller for calling in. That's always nice. And we have been talking about all the problems that have become the holiday season. And so next week we're going to start giving some really great pointers on how to make some changes, because our goal is...
Our goal is to enjoy the holiday season, to live life and live it well, and get to the heart of Christmas.
So is it okay for some of our listeners to adapt some new ways of thinking, perhaps new mindsets for this holiday season, next four weeks?
I think that's what I'm hoping
for. 4 weeks? I don't know what it is.
I don't know, but that's what
it's
I'm hoping
close.
For.
Three and a half, right?
Yes.
It's like, yes, we want to have a conversation about this. That's what we're doing.
Yes, we are. You know what would be a lovely song to go out with tonight, too, is Grown Up Christmas List.
Let's go back to that, Pete, can we? Grown Up Christmas List, the Amy Grant one that we started a minute ago. And actually, let's just play the whole thing, because how long is it? 3 minutes, probably? You think? All right. So we're going to just do that, something different. And I think that's great. Let's do that. Let's play that whole song by Amy Grant. Listen to the words. Let it get down on your heart. And then tell people about the show next week, because we're going to give you some great pointers straight from the research mind of the mall sitting observations of Dr. Angel Falzoni. Tell us when you have it. There we go. This has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you Go Yard tonight. And now we give you this present, an amazing song by the friend of Dr. Angel and a wonderful artist, Amy Grant.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you my childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now and still need help somehow. I'm not a child, but my heart's still. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list, not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart, then wars would never stop, and time would heal. Heaven sure.